This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. The French luxury brand Balenciaga is dealing with some major heat due to an ad campaign featuring pictures of young kids holding bags that look like teddy bears in bondage gear. Kim Kardashian, who is a spokesperson for an ambassador for Balenciaga, was getting a lot of heat over the weekend saying, "Why haven't you said anything? Why haven't you said anything?" And she finally did, saying, "As a mother of four, I've been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been disgusted and outraged by the campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to their team to understand for myself how this could have happened." She says she's currently reevaluating her relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I am expecting to see them take to protect children. I appreciate Balenciaga's removal of the campaigns and an apology. In speaking with them, I believe they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take necessary measures for this never to happen again. In addition to that picture, somebody found another ad campaign that had a photo with documents about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on child porn laws, which is a really weird thing to put in an ad.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened next. The photographer who shot the ad has broken his silence. Gabrielle Galimberti issued a statement on Instagram saying, "Following the hundreds of hate mails and messages I received as a result of the photos I took for the campaign, I feel compelled to make this statement. I'm not in a position to comment on Balenciaga's choices, but I must stress that I was not entitled whatsoever in any manner to neither choose the products nor the models nor the combination of the same." So basically saying he just did his job. Balenciaga has filed a $25 million lawsuit against the producers of the ad. The fashion house brought suit against the company North Six and set designer Nicolas Desjardins and his company for the inclusion in one of the ads regarding the Supreme Court document that I spoke about earlier. Balenciaga is bringing the case to seek redress for extensive damages defendants caused in connection with an advertising campaign that we paid them to produce. They say as a result of the defendant's misconduct, members of the public, including the news media, have falsely and horrifically associated Balenciaga with the repulsive and deeply disturbing subject of the court decision. Defendants are liable to Balenciaga for all harm resulting from this false accusation.
It was your ad campaign.
I have a hard time believing that somebody from Balenciaga didn't have to check
off. Of course they did. They're covering their very wealthy brand.
Why don't you just say, my bad?
Well, because nobody can do that. Nobody's an adult over there, obviously.
Nobody's an adult anywhere. Just say my bad. Just say my bad.
Why are you taking pictures of a kid with bondage teddy bears to begin with? Who is that person? What is that about? But then, yes, for Balenciaga to just ignore it and allow it to happen.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
To act like they don't have final say is so on their own ad campaign.
But who even...
It was their Black Friday stuff.
But who would hand a bondage bear to a child for a commercial ad? It's just all stupid.
The world of fashion is weird.
It's disgusting.
I'm looking at the pictures and I'm trying to figure out what they were trying to go for.
It's not artistic.
And I don't get it at all.
It's kid with bondage bears. That's not artistic.
I agree. So that's what's happening.
But them acting like they had nothing to do with it is really, so strange.
It's really gross. I would say let's boycott Balenciaga, but I would never afford to buy anything from Balenciaga. So there it is.
Well, Lizzo won't be walking in her Balenciennes anymore.
Over the past week, we've heard that the Cleveland area home from the 1983 classic A Christmas Story is for sale. And we also heard that former child actor Yano Anaya, who played Grover Dill in the movie, was trying to put together a group to buy the house. However, not going so well. Apparently, he was outside the house earlier this month taking pictures with fans when the owner, a guy by the name of Brian Jones, showed up and started screaming at him to get off the property. Here's what that sounded like.
Get the out. Leave now. Get away from my property. Don't ever come here again. Never, ever again. Leave now. I'm serious. Get going.
What is wrong with you, man?
Why are you being scammed, people? You are such a scammer.
A scammer? I'm getting him free.
You see all the crap on your website? You're trying to get people to donate for stuff? What is wrong with you?
So the actor had put together GoFundMe, and he had some people. He wanted to get some people together, buy it, and perhaps make it available to the public. But I guess that wasn't going so well. So
how much did had he garnered?
Don't know the answer to that question, but you were asking me last time I did this story if the guy, Brian Jones, who's selling the house, said that it was a Christmas Story house. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Real, yeah.
Right.
The listing doesn't even come with an asking price. He says that, you know, that it comes with a home. It also comes with the museum that's attached.
Right.
He purchased it on eBay in 2004 for $150,000. But yeah, he's very much leaning into the fact that it was, you know, the Goonies house sold last week for like $1 million.
Sure. So he's hoping to play off of that.
Why wouldn't you?
But it's just weird that the other guy's creating a GoFundMe to do it. Like, if you're going to try and get your...
Well, I think that he was trying to, you know, give it back to the, you know, make it an available thing that people could see, and he isn't in a place to afford it. And so, I mean, that's what GoFundMe's for, right?
Yeah. But then,
And how much does Drake love DJ Khaled? Well, so much so that he spares no expense, so that while he's having private time to himself in the bathroom, he'll be comfortable. Drake recently sent the rapper 4 luxury Toto toilets. The features include heated seats, a UV light cleaning system, air dehumidifier, bidet. Well, let me let him tell you.
Listen, this is not no regular toilet bowl. My brother Drake just bought me and my family about 4 big toilet bowls. This is called the Toto toilet bowl. If you've ever been to Drake's house, his toilet bowls are incredible. Melissa, what's some of the features?
It has a UV light cleaning system.
It got a UV light cleaning system.
It's remote control operated.
Say it again.
It's remote control operated.
It's automatic. Toilets can be opened.
See, this is the water too that splashes up, right?
Air dehumidifier as well.
Me and my queen been talking about getting Totos for the whole house. Now, honey, we got Toto toilet bowls.
Heated seats too.
Quite an experience, let me tell you.
Another one.
We the best.
Another
cleanest
one.
Cleanest butts in the rap game.
He says another that's one. Where he does his best thinking. He says it's where you meditate and reflect on life and where his best ideas come from. So he was great.
It's an interesting gift. That's when you know you're friends with people who have everything. Like, yeah. You're down to giving them toilet seats.
$15,000 for the top brand of Toto.
Or if you want a reasonably priced one, there's some for $600.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows?
I mean, that's an interesting way. I mean, I might spend that kind of money on a refrigerator, not on a toilet, because you probably use a little bit more. But I guess if you have the money,
I think
what
you use them equally.
Yeah.
I use my refrigerator
one
a lot
to eat,
more.
One to rid yourself of the eat.
Another one.
Was that New England winter? The toilet seat can get cold, but
that's
not at DJ
I'm
Khaled's
about.
House.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Well, it's been 20 years since Jennifer Lopez dropped This Is Me Then. And in honor of the set's anniversary, she's announced a follow-up album that's titled This Is Me Now. We're expecting it sometime in 2023. 13 tracks currently planned. She spilled a few exciting details about her big project with Vogue. Both This Is Me Then and This Is Me Now were dedicated to Ben Affleck. She announced it on Instagram with the video that kind of gives us one little tease of a tease of a tease, as they are wont to do.
This is me now. This is me now.
The record promises to reveal the emotional, spiritual, and psychological journey she has taken over the past two decades. It will be her first album in 8 years. I don't have the exact date yet, but the songs are described as plaintive, confessional songs, reflections on the trials of her past, upbeat jams, celebrating love and sex. So there you go.
I heard the first song off the album, Dan, is going to be Two Dunks and a Pack of Marlboro Reds.
I'm just grateful that she lets him do those things. Because right. That's the whole reason they broke up in the first place.
Man, he is who he is.
She wanted him to be somebody else, and now she's like, it's fine, Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
A leopard can't change his spots. If you love cigarettes and donkeys, just embrace it.
Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski were spotted together at the Knicks game on Sunday night. This is their first public appearance as a rumored couple. They sat courtside for the Knicks-Grizzlies game. They were sitting between Ben Stiller and Jordan Sparks. But what was really fun was what happened on social media. So the Knicks put a picture of them on their Instagram, and then the Denver Nuggets commented saying, "Can you ask them if it's official?" And then the Knicks replied, "I would, but they're busy." The Atlanta Hawks then wrote, "We need more info." And the Knicks wrote back, literally same. I love it when social media accounts get it. I love it when they get it.
It's just wild.
It just makes me laugh. Like, having some fun with it, I love it. Absolutely love it.
There was some celebrities at the Celtics game last night, Kennedy.
There's always celebrities at
the Celtics. As there should be. The Celtics are actually good.
Maria Menounos was in town for the game last
night. She had to come home to see her family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
My son Barrett was there.
Okay. Really, buddy?
Yes, that's a stretch, huh?
Carson, royal update for you.
Oh, I'm here for it, Kennedy.
This is important
news.
This
is a big one.
I have all the details. The Prince and Princess of Wales will arrive in Boston on Wednesday. And here is what I know. The trip will start with a welcome at Boston City Hall, where Mayor Michelle Wu and Ambassador Caroline Kennedy will help the couple start the countdown to the glitzy, star-studded Earthshot Prize ceremony at the MGM Music Hall on Friday evening. On Thursday, Prince William and Kate will see the work that the organizations in Boston are doing to create a more sustainable world. And they'll learn about some of the innovative technologies being utilized at Greentown Labs in Somerville. Later on Thursday, they'll hear about the efforts of ROCA, a nonprofit organization that has worked for 35 years to create a cohesive approach to help save the journey of the lives of high-risk young people. Princess Kate will make a solo visit to the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University to learn some best practices that can be taken back to her royal foundation. Prince William will tour the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. Of course, President Kennedy's moonshot, which challenged America to put a man on the moon, is the key inspiration behind the Earthshot Prize. As for the thing on Friday, Billie Eilish will be there. She is on the roster of performances for the Earthshot Prize ceremony. And she will be there alongside Phineas. Annie Lennox and Ellie Goulding will be there. Chloe and Halle will be there. Prizes will be awarded by Emmy Award-winning actor and James Bond villain Rami Malek, comedian Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek, and activist Shailene Woodley. Kate will also hand out the prestigious prizes.
How's it going with Good Will Hunting and getting the prince and princess, or just the prince, really?
Well, I believe I would have given you that news a long time ago.
To Leo and Birmingham Parkway.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Well, we have his entire schedule. We know right. Where he's going to be.
If you send the where it says you have to say Birmingham like that when you say our address of the radio station. Yes, you have an appointment at Birmingham Parkway. Yes.
I think it would be Birmingham.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell them there'll be a fox hunt.
Yes, Gostin and Kennedy will be there hosting tea, sir.
Co-hosting the event will be BBC Radio's Clara Amfo and Korean-American actor and producer Daniel Day Kim.
They're bringing in somebody from England on the radio to host a gig in Boston.
Correct.
And not somebody in radio from Boston.
No, because this is their event and they can do
whatever it is
that
they like. But it's in
Boston. I can understand that.
What?
I don't know what to tell you.
They need to check with you first before the radio people come in town.
I feel like I've been stabbed in the back by the Royals.
She has almost 300,000 followers.
But she has no followers in Boston.
I disagree with that, but she's a very, very famous,
No shade on her. I'm not mad at her.
Known presenter,
sure,
as they
lovely.
Say in Britain.
How good is she at trivia?
Thank you.
I don't think they're doing that there. So,
well, the whole event's going to be crap,
can't beat the queen. It's a new game we're coming up with for the show.
It's going to be quite an evening.
How does that happen? What are we doing over there, MGM Grand?
It's
should be
not
calling
MGM Grant's fault.
Oh, it's their fault, obviously.
No, it's not. Yeah, they booked all this. No.
I'm sure
they
did.
Picked who they wanted to be there, 100%.
Come to Boston and bring in a DJ from London. Pshaw.
They're called presenters, Carson.
Of course they are presenters.
So they're called in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
If they did bring somebody in from Boston, were you sure you're going to be the first choice?
Who else are they going to ask?
It would be somebody from like BUR or something. It would be, you know, someone who like is in the news and like very staid, no opinions.
Prince William's on the line. Find me the local pop station.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!